Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, happy Halloween to you if you are celebrating that or helping your grandkids celebrate it today or whatever the case may be. We, on the other hand, are here talking about some very serious issues as fellow garbage people. Kim and I are trying to represent this morning.
I would really appreciate if you called me by my official title, which is a garbagian.
Okay, I'm my fellow garbagian, Kim St. Ange. She and I have decided to don our garbage wear today and our Make America Great Again hats just to show our support for all of our other fellow garbagians out there who clearly don't deserve to draw breath in these United States, according to one Joseph Robinette Biden. So happy Thursday to you. Whatever your plans are, looks like the rain's going to be out of here. I don't know about you, Kim, but, you know, my alarm goes off a few minutes after 3 every morning. This morning, I got rattled out of bed at 2:30 when that thing went off on my phone. I thought the house was collapsing. It's the loudest thing I'd ever heard in my life.
I launched like 100 feet into the air. I didn't go back to sleep because my heart was beating so fast. Because, you know, we're downstairs. We didn't go in our basement, but we're downstairs, you know, cover monitoring radar. We're looking outside, debating if we should wake our son up and take him downstairs.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people were in the same situation. A lot of people blurry-eyed. This morning, I actually fell back asleep for about 20 minutes.
Of course you did, Mark. What's up? Why can men typically fall like right back to sleep? What is up? I know this is not the case for all men, but seriously, what's up with that? I mean, I'm really happy
for you.
It's just you
have to work yourself into a state of exhaustion.
No, I felt that.
The schedule
does
that for you. And because of that, I had no trouble dozing back off briefly. But fortunately, there was no serious damage from the storm. But you know, I was listening to my friend Matt Chambers this morning on Channel 4. He did a great job, by the way, and I texted him and thanked him for that. But everybody's safe, and it's all good. Now, if you were watching the news last night, depending on which channel you were watching or reading, the Post Disgrace and Channel 2 both wrongly reported that the polls would be closed in St. Charles County today. Just so you know, that is not the case. If you have not voted, you are free to go vote in St. Charles County today as a resident because there has been a lawsuit filed. There has been, from what I read, an injunction. A judge has agreed a temporary injunction is in order, but there's not a hearing on it until tomorrow, and nobody is going to stop voting from happening. That's not the purpose of the lawsuit. We're going to talk to Travis Hines. He's the guy that brought this action against Kurt Barr out there. He's going to join me in about 10 minutes to talk more about what this is and what it isn't and what the issues are here, which is allowing poll watchers in to the building to see what's going on. And that, apparently, according to him, is not, he was denied that right in St. Charles County. So he went to court. I think the challenge was laid down, if you don't like it, sue me. So he did, from what I understand. You'll hear from Travis himself on that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. So I want to get you the straight scoop on that this morning. A little bit later, we will talk to our friend Tom Ackerman. He'll be in studio with us to talk maybe more about the World Series, if you paid any attention to that last night at all. I don't know who was watching it. But the Dodgers won.
A crazy comeback, too.
Oh, yeah.
I watched part of the game.
The Dodgers won, which is kind of a big deal for Dodgers fans. I think the last time they won was 2020, maybe, during the COVID year.
Yeah, but they're saying that doesn't count.
Well, because they couldn't have a parade because, you know, you might give somebody the Rona. if you're outside.
You could have the BLM riots, though. Remember, was fine. The coronavirus didn't spread that way.
Well, I think the presence of flames destroyed the Rona, and you didn't have to worry about it.
Oh, that's why it didn't spread.
You're burning down a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, that's true.
Then you don't have to worry about coronavirus.
But L.A. did burn up a school bus.
I did hear there were fires in L.A. That is not a surprise at all. All right, let's get to our top stories right now, Carl, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Well, this is not a distraction for Harris. It's a reflection of what she believes, too. She's been peddling a lot of vitriol and hate for years.
Amen. Kellyanne Conway there last night talking about this whole garbage comment by Joe Biden and the fact that Kamala's trying to run away from it. But if you listen closely to what she and Hillary and Whoopi and the whole left-leaning gang say all the time, they're all in. That's what they think of you.
Response to Joe and Kamala is very simple. You can't lead America if you don't love Americans. That's true.
Yeah, President Trump speaking last night. I believe he was in Wisconsin. I'm trying to keep up here. I know he's going to Nevada and New Mexico today. The guy's like the Energizer Bunny.
Listen, this is a major cleanup on aisle 5. They've tried to do it 3 times today, and that shows you how big a deal they think it is. And the Trump side is jumping all over that.
Jumping all over it and jumping all in it. Donald Trump jumped into a garbage truck last night and had a lot of fun at the expense of Joe and Kamala.
I don't think it's right to say that people have to vote for Donald Trump because the economy is better there. I don't believe that.
Bill Clinton, they need to take him off the campaign trail, don't you think?
Yeah, this first is his of all, second slip up.
Oh, I know. First of all, talking about migrants, yes. People would still be alive if migrants were being filtered at the border, right? Were better handled at the border, and then he admits the economy was better under Trump. It's not fair to say you shouldn't vote for Kamala just because the economy was better under Trump. That's not fair. Come on, Bill. You've been in politics long enough to know. That is not the messaging the Harris administration wants out there. People remember. People know how much more they're paying for groceries and their electric bill and everything else. They know.
You'd think that at this point Bill Clinton would be really do a good job of lying because he's obviously had time to practice it, right?
Yeah, he's lived with the best, so there's no reason why he shouldn't be really, really skilled at that at this point in his life. But anyway, I wanted to play that for you because I thought the fact that they had Bill Clinton out there lying, they're desperate. They are desperate right now, and all you have to do is listen to what's going on over at CNN. This is one of the reporters last night talking about signs in the polling that they're seeing right now. Go ahead and go to cut 14, Carl, please.
Just 28% of Americans, voters, think the country is going in the right direction, is on the right track. And I want you to put that into a historical perspective for you. Okay, what's the average percentage of the public that thinks that the country is on the right track when the incumbent party loses? It's 25%. That 25% looks an awful bit like that 28% up there. It doesn't look anything like this 42% doesn't look anything like this 28%. So the bottom line is, very few Americans think the country is on the right track at this particular point. It tracks much more with when the incumbent party loses than with it wins. In fact, I went back through history. There isn't a single time in which 28% of the American public thinks the country is going on the right track in which the incumbent party actually won. They always lose when just 28% of the country believes that the country is on the right track.
Have you ever seen that thing they're putting out where it says something like, you know, voting for Kamala would be like you're soiling your pants and then you're changing your shirt?
Yeah, it's true. But she's tried to distance herself from what the Biden policies, but she
But says she do nothing different. Reiterate that.
I know. It's just all political talk, and they are definitely in panic mode. There's reports that she's pulled most of her funding from the state of North Carolina now to apply those resources somewhere else because they realize they're going to lose in North Carolina. Even with the misstep by the gubernatorial candidate down there, they're still going to lose big time, it looks like. All right, quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Travis Hines. He is the gentleman who filed suit against St. Charles County Elections Director Kurt Barr. I've got him live for you right after.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To the break. Welcome back. Lots of confusion last night regarding a lawsuit filed in St. Charles County, the 11th Judicial Circuit, regarding the St. Charles County Director of Elections, Kurt Barr. The gentleman that filed that suit asking for a temporary injunction for relief was Travis Hines, and he's been kind enough to give me a minute this morning to kind of explain this to my listeners. Travis, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for joining me this morning. I've read through this lawsuit, and I think it's important for people to understand, number one, the polls are going to be open. It was never your intention to shut the polls down.
Absolutely.
And number two, what you're asking for here is relief allowed by the law for you to have watchers in these polling locations.
Absolutely. What we've seen the giant push with the early voting. Now what we're seeing too is with the additional polling places being open, that we're not allowed to have our watchers and challengers into there. And it's a bit of a concern because there's nothing in the statute that designates one from the other. So we did make a request to actually become a challenger, and then we made another request to become watchers, and they had actually rejected it. So took it in front of a judge. He agreed with what we were seeing in the statute, and we're kind of here where we are. And hopefully they can get it resolved on, I guess it's Friday?
Tomorrow. Yeah, yeah. There's going to be a hearing, what, tomorrow morning, I believe, at 9 a.m. You know, I talked to Kurt Barr about this via text message last night. He said there wouldn't be any interruption. He would follow the law, is what he told me in his text message. In your opinion, the problem so far is that he's not following the law, that it's sort of maybe being a guardhouse lawyer to claim that because it didn't specifically mention absentee voting, that he didn't have to allow watchers in there?
Well, I think that's where it's kind of getting muddy. It has nothing to do with the votes. It's actually the language revolving around ballots.
Yes.
And it is included, to be there where they're counted, but it also says to be there where they're being prepared to be counted. So that language is in there as well. So when they can come out each day with a number and say, 5,000 people have voted, or 11%, 12% of the counties voted, obviously that's being tabulated or coming counted somewhere. That's the clarity we're asking for. So if they're saying that that's not counting, we're asking, where is that number coming from?
How do you think this got so misinterpreted last night? I mean, I know that there was a Post-Dispatch reporter who got it wrong. I think Fox 2 was reporting that the polls would be closed today.
Yeah, I think they're just looking for kind of that spicy election story, for lack of a better term. I know it's kind of being reported. It's a person walking up to a building, pulling the door handle, being turned away. But this is more of an administrative thing.
Yeah. Have you spoken to Kurt Barr since you filed this?
No, I have not.
So depending on what happens in court tomorrow morning, and assuming that Kurt Barr follows the law and allows these election watchers in, then they would be there as soon as, I guess, Saturday, right? Because I know at least one of the locations in St. Charles County is open for early voting that day.
Yeah, I believe it's the election headquarters will be open on Saturday. And, you kind of sit back and you kind of think about how this actually is. We're we're at most talking about, you know, two people, one for the satellite location and one for the election office, you know, but it also goes in, you know, this affects all parties. This is, you know, this affects the Democrat Party. And, you know, if there are any third parties on a ballot, it affects everyone. So this is not a partisan thing. This is about the people in our elections.
So I guess my other question, Travis, is we are, what, 8 days into early absentee voting now? 9 days, maybe 10? And why just now? Why not file that suit 8 days ago? When did you get denied access to be a watcher?
Initially, we got our first request. Well, we got qualified as challengers to, you know, the November 5th places on October 22nd. And then, you know, like I said, we've had a lot of volunteers as well as, you know, we see the turnout. Well, the volunteer numbers are large, too. I think we're, you know, over 30 or close to 30 actual people wanting to be challengers, which is unprecedented for our county, which is really great. But then we're just kind of, you know, reviewing kind of the whole thing. And we see, oh, well, there's a giant gap here with the early voting places. We need to get somebody to get in there and, you know, and you know, tend to those, you know, voting and whatnot. But, you know, so it's you know, you send a response and then you wait a day, you get the response.
I
and
see.
It's like, okay, you know, and then you say, oh, well, I can't be a challenger. Okay, well, maybe the watcher. Okay, so you send the request, you get the response. So here we are days later. And then, you know, I think the last one was he had said that they weren't counting the ballots, but there was a another radio show, I guess it was yesterday morning or the day before, he had said when they go in the tabulators, they are being counted. And
I
it's
see.
Like, well, you know, it's like we've got to pick a lane here. We just can't cherry pick what's in there. And, you know, we need to, you know, we need to be handling our elections according to the law.
Yeah. Well, good. Thank you for asking the right questions. And we will be looking forward to hearing what happens tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Travis Hines, thank you. I'll let you get back to work.
Absolutely. Get out there and vote. Vote,
yes.
Vote, fight, fight, fight.
Yes, sir. We appreciate it. Travis Hines there. I caught him. He had to clock in to work at 6, but he agreed to give us a couple minutes this morning, and I appreciate that. So hopefully you have a better understanding of what's going on there. Polls are open in St. Charles County today and tomorrow. Don't let that stop you from going out there and voting, voting, voting. Tom Ackerman coming up.
Start the party, Los Angeles! Your Dodgers have won the World Series!
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Well, that brings back a few memories for Cardinal fans. It's been a while. Huh, Tom?
Yes, it has. You know, and with that title, that's number 8 for the Dodgers. They're now tied with the Giants for the second most in National League history. The Giants have 8. The Dodgers have 8. The Pirates and Reds each with 5. The Cardinals lead the way with 11. But the way the Dodgers are steamrolling right now, they could be catching the Cardinals here in short order. So you got to get your act together if you're the Cardinals. Part of the reason they are redoing this player development system so that doesn't happen again. And they can get back on track and start chasing world championships rather than sitting on the outside. Well, you know, the Dodgers have spent a lot on their payroll. We totally understand that. They have bought players. But one thing the Dodgers do as well or better than anyone else is develop players. They grow a great farm system, and a lot of their players come up and they plug holes with these young, dynamic pitchers who are taught the fundamentals of pitching, who have the best instruction, who have the best technology, the best whole system to learn from. And that's what the Cardinals are going to try to do. They're going to try to replicate that and then plug with free agent money. The Cardinals have money. I mean, they don't have Dodger money, but they have money. But you got to restructure the whole system first, and the Dodgers are the best at it. They don't just throw a bunch of old free agents out there. They've got a great mix. And the Dodgers were banged up for a lot of this year, and they just kept bringing players in and filling holes, and here they are.
And it worked.
Champions.
It worked for them. I mean, the Yankees were pretty loaded, too, in terms of talent. These have to be the two biggest payrolls in Major League Baseball, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what really hurt the Yankees showed up in the 5th inning yesterday. The Yankees are a good team, good pitching, really good hitting. Their defense is not nearly what the Dodgers is, and it just showed up at the worst possible time. They're up 5-0. They have the place rocking. They had Judge hit a home run. Chisholm hit a home run.
Back
Stanton
to back.
Hit a home run. Yeah, they all go nuts, right? In the fifth inning, Dodgers have the bases loaded, nobody out. Two strikeouts. Now it's Mookie Betts. And you got a chance to get out of this thing. You're Garrett Cole. You had no hit them for a while. And the bases are loaded. Betts hits a little ground ball to first. Rizzo goes to get it, and oh, there's nobody covering first. Cole doesn't cover first. Safe, run scores. Dodgers have life. Then Freeman with the hit, it's 5-3. Hernandez, Teoscar Hernandez with the hit, it's 5-5, and all the air's out of Yankee Stadium. And at that point, you know, your defense lets you down. And there were other defensive miscues that led to the bases being loaded. It just shows you the difference between those two teams. The Dodgers assembled a championship team, all facets of the game. The Yankees just didn't have the defense to get it done.
Speaking of Mookie Betts, wasn't it game four where trying to catch a ball and the fans are actually ripping, they're like prying open his glove to try to rip the ball out from his glove?
Never seen that before in
I
my
haven't
life.
Either.
Most blatant fan interference I've ever seen. Usually, you know, a fan interference, a person would reach over and be like, oh, sorry.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't mean to get in the way.
Oh, man, I'm so embarrassed. I disrupted the game. No, this guy is like, no, I am going to open your glove. And the other guy grabbed his arm and his wrist.
Like holding it.
Like, what if he breaks his wrist? What a disaster that would have been.
Were those fans kicked out?
Oh, absolutely.
They were kicked out,
and their tickets for the next night were given to some disabled kid or some kid from a cancer hospital or something,
I read.
My question is, why wouldn't Major League Baseball just strip them of their ability to come to games anymore? I'm thinking more maybe coming down the
I would.
Street.
I mean, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't. I saw somebody wrote a story about, like, don't glorify these guys. I mean, that was an absolute mess. You can't ever let that happen again. So you can't open the door to other fans and be like, well, I want to do it. Then I can take pictures of the people at the bar across the street. Like, you got to shut it down. That's wrong. Anyway, Mookie Betts after the game said, it's irrelevant. We lost. And that's the attitude that you need. That's why Mookie Betts is such a great pro, because he sent the message to his whole clubhouse, who cares, shut up, who cares about the fan, we lost the game. And they just reset attitude next day, they didn't really want to talk about it, they didn't care. And they came out and they won, they
beat
them.
And that wasn't a play that made a difference like the Cubs play that time, right? I mean, it wasn't because was out anyway.
Could say that maybe it disrupted the flow of the game or whatever.
Yeah, but
who cares?
Yeah,
whatever. The Dodgers are champions. But it was just an odd play.
Have we heard any final diagnosis on Brady Cook? I haven't paid no attention to that since you were in here on Monday.
They have a bye week this week, so you're not going to hear anything until next week when they ramp up for their next game against Oklahoma. But if he has a busted hand, busted ankle, and what else I wouldn't expect him to play.
What the heck's going on with the Blues? So they're wrapping up this road trip tonight, and they get crushed. What, 8-1?
Yeah, those games kind of fall apart. If you play soft, which is what their captain Braden Shen accused them of, then hey, you know, those are words that hockey players don't like. Craig Berube tried that once. Called his team soft. They turned around and played pretty well. So we'll see what happens. But I think it is a young, inexperienced Blues team. You're just going to have to deal with this. They are going to have that kind of year where they're just not going to play consistently. I mean, they just won't. I mean, they're going to have games where they look great, like the one at Toronto, and the ones that they look awful, like that Ottawa 8-1. Mm-hmm. And, you know, tonight they play Philadelphia, a team that's kind of struggled out of the gate. We'll see how they play. But I don't see the Blues as a consistent roster that's just going to go out and beat people consecutive games. I think you're going to have a lot of ups and downs, unfortunately.
I like your suit jacket there this morning, Tom. You're looking very professional.
Thank you.
Unlike Kim
good.
And I, we feel like
garbage. Mark, don't say I'm not professional.
I am dressed for Halloween as a news anchor. That's all there is to it.
Nice.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. What are your plans this evening? Your girls still go out?
The girls still go out, but they go to somebody's house, and that's the home base, and they go trick-or-treating in that person's neighborhood.
So does that neighborhood by chance give the full-size candy bars out? Because I remember as a kid, you knew the house that didn't give the fun-size ones
exactly.
out.
Exactly. In fact, one of the parents was walking down the street the other day, and one of my daughters is like, I know her. She gives out full candy bars on Halloween.
You know it. You don't want to be the one who gives out, like, the toothbrush or the apple.
No. Right. So, yeah, It's always a fun holiday. No, we don't get a ton of trick-or-treaters because we're on a main road, not in a neighborhood. But so we'll watch, I don't know, Holly Kuntz debate or something.
Yeah, no kidding.
That should be interesting.
I saw a meme the other day that had a picture of the candy aisle at the store, and the prices were so high it said, yeah, the porch light's going to be off this year.
No, not us. We'll still have a bowl of candy for anybody who wants to come around. Anyone who dares,
to come down the street.
I'm going to go do sports.
All right.
Happy Halloween.
You
guys look great.
Thank you.
Thank you. I feel classy.
You do. You are classy.
We're just pieces of garbage. Thank you, Tom, for saying that.
I have a literal banana peel taped to my back.
Oh, you still haven't moved it? I thought you were going
to
move it to the front.
In a half hour, you're going to have an orange peel.
Yeah.
Oh, Carl, you're donating to
her garbage?
Smell
really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, that'll smell better.
Go around the office and be like, you done with that? Can I tape that to my bag?
Here's the thing. I won't be here later, but they have a costume contest going on here today at the radio station. And they're going to give awards out. And based on what I know about some of the people in this building, we could walk over there and some of them would have no idea why we look the way we look right now.
Yeah, and some people would be very angry about it because they probably strongly dislike Donald Trump.
Or they're the ones that actually feel that way about us to begin with.
Maybe they just clap speculating for us.
I'm just saying they're different crowds in every workplace. You just never know what you're going to run across, right?
This is true.
That's all right. You got to be bold. That's the point. You got to be bold. Go have a little bit of fun. Coming up, we're going to get to In Other News here with Ethan in a few minutes. Next hour, more on the St. Charles County debacle, you might call it, with fake news, false news about the polls somehow being closed today because of this lawsuit. That is not the case. We're going to update you again on that after the top of the hour. Stay tuned.
You know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
the Muni has announced its upcoming summer season. Bring It On is going to open up the season, followed by Come From Away, Disney's Frozen, and Evita, which returns to the Muni stage for the first time in over two decades. Dear Evan Hansen and La Cage aux Folles, did I say it right, Carl?
You did.
Yes. Will follow, with Jersey Boys concluding the season. The Muni's 107th season offers season subscriptions starting in March with single tickets available in May.
So a little bit of trivia here for you. Not that song, but Kristen Bell, who played the other character,
Anna
in Frozen, was a Muni kid.
Yes.
Huh. Did you know that?
I did not.
Because I worked with her dad. He was the assistant news director at Channel 4. And aww. I met her when she was little. But she was already performing at the Muni as a pretty young child. So I just thought you'd enjoy it.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Yeah.
By the way, I cannot recommend Come From Away more.
Fantastic.
I mean, it's one of the best plays I've ever seen.
Huh. It is. It is great. It's on Apple TV Plus if you want to watch. They filmed the Broadway version.
I'll have to watch that.
It's fantastic.
So St. Louis's own Grammy-nominated producer, Metro Boomin, whose real name is Leland Wayne, he is facing a lawsuit alleging he drugged and raped a woman.
Oh, my.
That was in 2016, resulting in her pregnancy. The lawsuit claims the woman blacked out after taking half a Xanax and a shot of alcohol provided by Wayne during a studio session, only to wake up in a hotel room to find him assaulting her. Wayne's attorney dismissed the allegations as a pure shakedown, stating the claims are false and that Wayne will countersue for malicious prosecution if he prevails in court.
Was there a child?
She's pregnant.
Oh, gosh.
Well, that'll be easy to prove.
I guess that's almost 10 years ago. So
okay, yeah. If she was, yeah. If there's a 10-year-old kid, that's easy to prove.
Right.
Yeah.
Sticking with the Grammys, after more than 50 years on CBS, the Grammy Awards will move to Disney platforms, ABC, Hulu, and Disney Plus, starting in 2027 under a new 10-year agreement that runs through 2036. CBS has aired the show since 1973 and was unable to reach a renewal deal with the Recording Academy despite continued interest. Disney's winning bid secures the Grammys alongside other major events on ABC, including the Oscars, the Super Bowls, the CMA Awards, and New Year's Rockin' Eve.
I'll be honest, does anyone still watch that show?
Somebody must.
No one will even host them. Not even just the Grammys. I feel like it's a number of these award shows. People don't want to host them because somehow they end up becoming a viral sensation because they say something that is controversial, right?
Yeah, but Hollywood loves that.
They don't get paid.
They're in a circle.
Well, that probably is another factor. They don't get paid and they're often getting roasted online after their spiels.
You can't win.
No.
There's no upside.
I wonder if that's part of the decision that CBS made, though, that no one's watching, so they're losing money on it.
That's could very be. Possible.
I haven't watched those in a while.
Krispy Kreme is offering a free original glazed donut at participating U.S. locations on Election Day, November 5th. The customers can enjoy a treat along with an I voted sticker while supplies last. Proof of voting isn't really required, and there's a limit of one donut per guest. So after you vote, get out there and get a free donut.
You don't ever walk into a Dunkin' Krispy Kreme and not walk out with a dozen donuts. So even if one of them is free, you're going to buy something while you're there.
That's the idea. That's smart marketing, like any place. Yeah. Wait. So you get a free donut, and you also get an I voted sticker, even if you haven't voted. Do I have that correct?
Or you already voted.
Yeah.
Okay, so why would Dunkin' Donuts be giving out I voted stickers?
I don't know. That's just what it says.
And it says Krispy Kreme.
Oh. Sue, is there anything at Krispy Kreme you can eat?
I don't think so. If I were choosing, I would go Dunkin' Donuts between the two. But I'm not choosing.
She's sugarless. Sorry.
She's sugarless. Yeah.
Thanks, tornado warning or siren. I was up at like 2 in the morning, so I'm a little bleary-eyed today.
I get it.
That's all right. Thank you, Ethan. Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit more about this lawsuit out in St. Charles County. It's captured a lot of people's attention. And if you haven't seen the big sign on the water tower out in St. Charles, it's causing a controversy now around election time. All that coming up for you in the next hour of the Mark Cox Morning Show. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.